don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
Family life was like, and and you say you're second generation gang member, but tell us a little bit about how you grew up. Did you have mom and dad, brothers and sisters? Who were your, what did you look up to, you know, and at that time?
Well, you know, when I grew up, you know, like my real dad died when I was 2 years old. My dad overdosed on heroin. But so my mom, she married this other fella. You know, I love him. You know, he raised me, but he was actually he's one of the founding members of the neighborhood that I was from. And so so growing up, you know, like we never grew up broke. You know, my mom always had a job, you know, she still works to this day. You know, but you know, so I wasn't one of those kids that had to want for anything. But almost every male role model in my life, you know, was some type of gangster or some type of drug dealer or some type of dope fiend or, you know, just live that lifestyle. And I tell when I go out and I speak internationally and I train law enforcement and teachers and social workers on gang awareness. And I always tell them that I only really have one positive role model in my life. But I don't even think he just was a role model. He just was like, I had one uncle that had a job. The rest of them, they had no job. You know, they either own drugs, selling drugs, in gang, or living that lifestyle. Right. So just looking up to people, I was looking up to, you know, my uncles that were out there, and they were, you know, they were just, they seemed successful to me. You know, these were the guys that in the neighborhood that had the respect and had, you know, the nice low riders, and then when they walked through the hood, everybody, you know, bowing down to them and respecting the person that they are. And I had one uncle, right? My one uncle, he was a substitute teacher back then when I was young. This was the Magic Johnson era when Magic Johnson was in the NBA, you know, back then, and they had like the babies wear the little NBA shorts and stuff like that. It was that era, Rob. You know what I'm talking about? But, he was a substitute teacher, man, and he was a substitute PE teacher and a basketball coach. So, you know, so back then, you know, he was kind of like the corny uncle, you know, but he was educated, had a job, even though substitute teaching job. He had a job, but he wasn't the one that I looked to when I seen like confidence in a man. You know what I mean? But he was gradually working and doing what he wanted to do. But as time goes on, all these guys that I looked up to, all my other uncles, they start dying off, or they start getting life in prison, and strung out on drugs. But that one uncle, let me tell you about that one uncle, man. He went on to be got a full-time teaching job. Then he went on to be vice principal. Then he went on to be principal. And then the next thing, he was like superintendent of schools. Now, when he retired, his one uncle, right, his pay in retirement was like, you know, he was up to like at $250,000 a year, you know. So now he still gets close to $250,000 a year, right, in retirement and also contracts with the school district. No, but back then, that wasn't a cool uncle, though. You know what I mean? Because see, what young people don't recognize now, I think it's like those long-term struggles to make it to those goals that's going to sustain you, you know, in the end, you know. So right now, he's the only one that's really sustainable in the end. You know what I mean? Because back then, it was like, man, you know, all these guys that was getting it, like, right now, fast money, quick money, thinking the streets love them, stuff like that. All them, you know, either gone, you know, and none of them successful, you know. But that one uncle, I was like, man, me and my uncle Corny, me and my uncle got the crooked afro, you know, he'd be in there, you know, with the and Matthew Johnson shorts, you know, he was just super uncool. But now, as an adult, I'm looking at this uncle like, man, you know, because what he doing in his spare time when I call him, you know, every time I call him, he's like, yeah, I'm out on the golf course hanging out, chilling. I'm like, man, you know. You know, and he's still getting, you know, he got the nice cars, you know, not the lowriders. I'm talking about the Mercedes and the Jaguars and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Mature people stuff. You know what I mean? So he out there and he's doing that. But see, what our young people, we don't understand that when we're young because we're looking at the right now, like, man, this dude is having it, like, right now. You know what I mean? But the cat that's in college, man, and that's and that's working that job and got a plan and a goal and it's on a real mission. You know what I mean? Like we don't understand that this guy is gonna win in the end. You know, and that's why that one uncle. And I'm talking about, look, Rob, pretend one uncle, you know, out of all my uncles that felt like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna go to school. I'm gonna go to college. I'm gonna get a job, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna make it happen for myself. You know what I mean? So like my upbringing was just watching all these guys, man. Just do it. You know, I tell people when I go out. I remember I had one uncle, man. Like he was the one I loved out of all of them the most. Like
right.
My mom's youngest brother, he got murdered in like I think 85. But I remember with him, I remember he came home, he was in Susanville prison, and he came home, Rob, and he was like, you know, and what he used to do for me was that when he come home, I remember he came home with like less than 2 weeks he got out of jail, he came home with like pillowcases of money, right? And what he would do when he come home, this was a regular routine, he'd dump all the money out on the bed because he paroled to my mother's house. He dumped all the money out on the bed. And what he would do, he'd tell me, say, okay, I need you to tear up and put this, all this in sacks and honey. I need hundreds, all the hundreds in a row. I need 250s. I need 520s. I need 10 cans. I need 25s. You know, and you can keep all the ones. You know what I mean? Now I'm right. Like, you know, I'm like 14, you know, 13 years old. You know what I mean? But
you love it. You're keeping all the ones. You love it.
Man, I was making it rain with the ones. I'm trying to tell you. But every time you come home to my mother's house, like, and you do that, you know, it would fill up the whole bed, the stack of buns, it would fill up the whole bed every time. And this was like less than 2 weeks or so once you got out of prison. And it was just a regular routine to come through with them pillowcases of money. You know what I mean? But still, like, while he was doing that, he was getting his right then. But I still have my other uncle with the crooked afro, with the little shorts, you know.
Right.
A little pitting job, you know, and just working his way through. You know what I mean? And this is like almost, man, now I think back, it's probably close to, you know, 20 years ago. You know what I mean? But,
right.
But see, at that time, I'm thinking like, man, my uncle is tight. You know, this is the dude that I want to be, like, when I grow up. You know what I mean? I know it a few years later, you know, I was going to be sitting front row at his funeral. You know what I mean? But, you know, because he wasn't, you know, he probably was thinking long-term, but he wasn't living a long-term lifestyle.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So at that time, man, like, and for me being like 14, 15, 13 years old, you know, just having stacks of money or just even just counting stacks of money like that, you know, to me at that time was just incredible. You know what I mean? But, you know, I was like, man, this is the man I should love when I see him. Like, man, my uncle was super tight. You know, this is the guy that you need to be like when you get older. But the thing is,
living for
him,
that moment. Like you said, he was living for the moment.
For that moment. And with him, like for that moment, when you're living for that moment, it ain't no older. You know, but we all realize that, you know, it ain't no older because even though we might be planning long term, but we're not living lives that might sustain us to have a long term life. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, so a few years later, I'm sitting in front of a channel like, dang, you know, like, man, this guy, you know, to me, I'm like, man, this guy had it all. You know what I mean? But my other uncle, you know, the cat's gonna realize it's that cat, man, that got his head in the book. You know, he's trying to do it right. You know, raise his family. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. It's like, you know, we overlook them people, you know, and look for the people that's being so flamboyant that is not successful for them in the long run. You know what I mean? Because it's not for me. When I look back in the 80s, at all the guys that was balling in the 80s, you know, and probably maybe carried it over a little bit to the 90s, you know, if you look back and you try to find these guys, you'd be like, man, you know, where are these guys at? It ain't, because there's no future, you know, in living that lifestyle, you know what I mean? So what we do now is working with young people, you know, just letting them know, like, that you can be successful in something that's not illegal. You know what I mean?
Right.
And make it happen because kids and young people, man, they so smart But they just got to learn how to flip that smartness into a way that they'll be able to, you know, like if you can sit down and you can be like, okay, let me get this bird, and y'all that's out there listening probably know what I'm talking about when you go pop that bird, right? And then and I can break this down and so many ounces and do this and do that, you know, and do all that mathematical calculations and things like that. What happens is that, like, you don't even know you're doing inventory and buying the wholesale and break it down and sell it for resale and stuff like that. But all that is really business, but we don't know that because we learned it, and sometimes it's just natural to us, but nobody has been down telling us. But I don't want to say nobody, but we're not connecting to the right people that's sitting down and showing us, like, well, if you can do this, you know, well, you can do this. You can flip this like this. If you want to be a millionaire, I had a cat tell me before, you know, well, I don't care what you sell. You can sell a million bottle waters and be a millionaire.
Amen.
I mean, but it's up to you to, you know, you got to pick your product. You know, don't pick, and if you're picking your product, don't pick something that you're going to get arrested for. You know, pick something that's A-okay. You know what I mean? And make it happen with that and just go in with it.
That's the real talk, my brother, you know.
Yeah.
And nowadays, you know, like you were saying, a lot of these young folks, they look at the here and now, and they don't look at the longevity, you know, when you invest in yourself and you take your time at it, you know, like mother taught us, you know, you walk down the hill and you get all the money. You know, you run fast, you're going to miss the money. So, you know, it's best to walk it real slow and use your mind. So that's a good look, you know,
yeah.
What I mean, that you put that out there in the universe like that, brother, you know.
Yeah. And I like to think, like I was talking to, I was in a continuation school, like a probation school today, this morning, actually, and I was working with some kids and talking to them. We were, you know, just trying to get these kids back on the right track. And then we were talking about, we got into, like, a discussion about respect, trust, and, like, relationships today, this morning. And so when I was talking to the kid, and I was like, well, look, what if you was in a relationship with somebody that really don't love you and really don't respect you? You know what I mean? Like what would you do? You know, and you know how kids be, especially like little man, they like, man, you know, I got to shake her, I got to do this, I got to do that. I said, well, you know what? That's like gang. You know what I mean? Because if you had something, you're in a relationship with something that really don't respect you, you know, nothing like that, because as soon as you do something wrong, then they'd be like, oh, he got smut. You know what I mean? Then everybody that you thought loved you, everybody that you thought was with you 100%, gonna turn their back on you like they never knew you and walk the other way on you, like a meter. I can't even talk to the homie no more. And I tell them, like, that's like an abusive relationship, except you the one getting abused, but you don't know it because, you know, your head's still stuck in the clouds. You don't even know that you're in an abusive relationship right now. But think about it, you're scared to do something about it. You know, you're scared to walk away from it. You're scared to get out of the relationship because you're wondering, like, if I get out of this abusive relationship, then who else going to accept me? You know what I mean? Who else going to love me? Like, this falsified love that I think that I have because I'm in this abusive relationship like that, you know? So I said, but the best thing, but if you won't know till you know. The longer you stay in that abusive relationship, then you're going to be stuck in that abusive relationship and don't know, and just stuck right there. And then, you know, and then the worst thing is that you end up dying in that abusive relationship like that. You know, that's the worst thing that can happen to you right there. You know, because anything else is just abuse. You know, if you're used to accepting abuse, and if you're okay with the abuse, then you're going to stay in there, you know, and just feel like, okay, well, someone said, like, well, that's just my life, you know, and they just accept it, you know, and we was all there at one time, you know what I mean, like, this is my life, I was there before, like, this is my life, I guess I'm going to be doing this, you know, until, you know, to the cast, drop or whatever. You know.
Right, without a doubt, man, you know what I mean, and like I say, you know, we have to definitely speak to these youth and a lot of these older people, too, that's lost, too, that's out here. That's not going away, you know what I'm saying? So we have to continue to educate both of them, and that's a good look that you and your team is truly educate people. But I want you to speak on the things you've been doing lately, Mr. Stone, that I've been seeing you post out there on the Facebook. Let's talk about some of them, you events you've been going at and some of the fundraisers you've been involved in. Let's speak a little bit about that.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think back, man, because I do so much all the time. I just keep moving. But I know we just did 200 haircuts for young people, man. We did 200 haircuts and gave them backpacks and school supplies, you know, for school. Because there's a lot of people out there, you know, everybody in the recession, but some people in the recession. You know what I mean? So, you know, we just try to get back and help out some of those young people with some haircuts, help out some of them moms and stuff out there that, you know, couldn't get their haircuts, no school supplies. But then coming up, I know in January 2012, we got an excellence award again coming up. You know, we're gonna try to get Jack Brown out there. Jack Brown owns he's a CEO or chairman of State of Brother Market. You know, I think they're the third largest company in the Inland Empire that's employing West San Bernardino, that's employing, you know, people second to the county and the school district, but third to the county and the school district or something like that. We're going to give him a award because he does give back the stuff to the community, you know, and make it happen out there. And then we have we're going to do a Green Job Expo at Cal State San Bernardino. We're going to do that May 10th coming up. And some other stuff. We just did a car wash for we had a murder out there of a young girl, man. She was like 3 years old, and Nyla. And so for baby Nyla, we did a car wash. I didn't even count the money. To keep it real, we just, you know, made all the money for her, put it in a jug, and then went up big old water bottles and just went over there and gave it to the family of the people, you know. And then I helped them out about a week or so later, but they had like a community concert, you know, just raising money, because what happened was over there, somebody kind of shut their house up and they shot a pregnant lady, shot her in the neck or the facial area, and then shot another little baby. I think she was like 4 years old, Justine. She's still in the hospital right now, and then shot baby Nyla, and she was 3 years old and she died. So we just try to help that family out, man, and you know, just let her know that, you know, we just gonna wrap our arms around them as a community, you know, let them know that whatever they need, you know, don't worry about nothing, you know, we gonna get it done for you. So financially, you know, y'all gonna be okay, and you know, stuff like that. But we try to just, you know, I'm always thinking of something, man. Like I just move on. You know, we're working on a documentary right now called our most precious resource, you know, so we don't work that documentary out with just kids and have the kids, you know, because it's a struggle. Well, not even a struggle. Some people say our most precious resource is the earth. Some people say our most precious resource is the kids. So, you know, this sound like we're always both, because the earth, you know, ain't going to be nothing without people. You know what I mean? If we leave, it's going to be like Pluto or something over here. So we're going to put a documentary together about kids kind of, you know, just learning green stuff and green jobs, and we're going to film the Green Job Expo. Had the kids put that together. It's going to be real big. I think we got Toyota coming on as a sponsor and some other people. I talked to the congressmen, our assembly people and senators, stuff like that out here, and get them on board. We're just trying to make it happen out there, man, just trying to be there, you know, for these young people, give them some hope and some training and, you know, some direction and stuff like that. It's some of the things that, you know, that I didn't have growing up, you know, that's why, you know,
stayed in
gangs and stuff as long as I did.
Well, you had a program also that called From Pistols to Temples.
That's like out of all our programs. We have like 13 programs, but that's one of my favorites, From Pistols to Temples. You know, we have the music studio, the kids coming there, man, they're making music. You know, we teach them audio and video production, but the program is basically geared towards getting kids to advocate against gang and gun violence. But I think we moved past like the Martin Luther King, Malcolm X days and the 60s, you know, so, you know, if you stand out on the corner on the soapbox, you know, people won't think you're crazy. So you got to use music and social network and videos and stuff like that to get these young people's attention. But that's what our Pistols to Pencils is, you know, so we're working on that. And then I had another idea. Rob, I had another idea. You know, I'm working on another program. It's going to be called Nightlight. It's spelled N-Y-T-E, then Light. But that program is going to be, it stands for Neighborhood Youth Training and Entrepreneurialism, right? So that program, we're going to teach kids, you know, entrepreneurialism, like specifically just teaching kids entrepreneurialism, because right now there's really like no jobs out here. I think San Bernardino County is probably like 13% unemployment rate. You know, we're really high. So my thing is like, stop telling these kids, go get a job. Let's teach them how, like, okay, well, let's make a business. You know, let's find something that you can sell that's legal, you know, and make a business out of it. You know, make it happen, so then you can, you know, you can work for yourself. A lot of these kids, too, you know, they just don't want to listen to nobody. And I tell the kid, like, if you don't want to listen to nobody, you better start learning how to CEO it so that you won't have to listen to nobody. You know what I mean? So you can, you know, make your own schedule and do what you want to do, and everything is up to you, how your business is going to succeed, you know, things like that. So we're working on that, too. And then, also, we bought a print and copy center in San Bernardino. And what we did with that, the whole store, we turned the store into a youth employment development program. So this whole store, print copy center, we got mailboxes in there. We got copy things, we're making books, bindings, you know, all kind of stuff, man. But we turned that whole store into a youth employment development program for kids coming in and get on-the-job training and things like that. And then so we're trying to right now with that, is they'll be certified in customer service, and we can also certify them in entrepreneurialism also.
Well, that's good, yeah.
That's great, my brother, you feel me? And I would like for you to just tell the viewers, you know, get a view of a few incidents where, you know, you have came so close to the edge of life, man, of just destroying your whole life, you know, before you made that turnaround. You know, give the fans a few incidents on that.
Well, me, I know, but the last one, and I can go back further from that, but the last one is most fresh in my mind, is, you know, I was facing two life sentences for a gang-related shooting, you know, and like that, what's that say, that they're saying that the straw that broke the camel's back right there, you know, I was there doing one of those prayers, like, man, God, if you get me out of this right here, you know, I'm cool, you know, and he brought me home out of that situation when it was looking like real grim, real damn for me, you know. So I've been doing this like every since. But I haven't been in a situation where, you know, I know what it sounds like when the bullets is, you know, like just whizzing right by your head, just like that. So I'm like, man, they get close, you know what I mean? But just being in houses when the house got shut up, or being in a situation where, you know, somebody shooting. And the homie get hit like three times, like right next to you. You know what I mean? And you don't know CPR, you know what I mean, or nothing like that. So you gotta wait till they stop shooting. But you can try to call somebody that's like, man, I need somebody to pump on this chest or something, because I see the blood coming out the side of his mouth right now. You know what I mean? So you know, I've been through like, you know, some weird, you know, situations, everything from prison riots to, you know, to everything. You know what I mean? Just, you know, I haven't seen a gang of stuff, you know, in my lifetime that you know, sometimes when I really look back, I'll be like, man, you know, I just have to, you know, just thank God, like, man, you know, like, I don't even know how you just let me survive through all this stuff, but I'm glad that you did, because you had a purpose for me, and I feel like I'm in my purpose, you know, like right now. You know what I mean?
Right. And you, yes, did you serve about 10 years in prison or in the system?
Yeah, I did 10 years. I did 10 years. You know, but that's combined by juvenile and adult, you know, 10 years in and out of jail.
All right. Talk to the youth a little bit about, you know, a lot of them think that it's cool and they get notches on their belt if they spend some prison time and they kind of think it's a cool thing to do. Talk a little bit about that and what you tell them.
Well, you know what? They think it's cool because they're not in there. You know, I get phone calls probably daily, you know, from cats in prison, you know, with life. And I've been in there for like 18, 19 years already. You know what I mean? And their conversations seemed like, man, this is cool. You know, the food is great. You know, we're in hot tubs and jacuzzis. You know, they're not talking like that. They're like, man, look, Toby, what can you do to help me come home right now? You know what I mean? Like, I know, right. Know some people, you know, because they, you know, and they, because they're ready to go. You know what I mean? Because they realize, they're like, man, I'm cool. You know what I mean? Like this is not, you know, like everything that I was thinking that I was getting promised or stuff that I was going to do in my life, it's not this right here. You know what I mean? Like, I am so, you know, cool on just being up in here and you know, and the loyalty, you know what I mean? Like how your father would be, you know, the homies that grew up with you, you know, they don't love you like how you thought they would love you. You know, when you're in there, it's just like, man, I'll be in here. You know what I mean? So if you're a young person out there and you're thinking like, man, you know, if I go to jail, I'm going to get stripes. The only stripes you're going to get is that uniform, but as far as, you know, bar stripes and general stripes, you know, that ain't happening, you know, because, you know, like, and plus when I see young guys or older guys at that, you know what I mean, they be like, you know, they be like acting super tough on the block, you know, as soon as one time roll up, they like, you know, they trying to look innocent and act, you know, like they ain't doing nothing. I'm like, dang, what happened to all your confidence? Those when police hit the block, boy, you looking like, you know, all your confidence and left off your chest, you done put your chest down and everything, you know, you trying to look down as well, like, please don't look at me, and all that, you know, so that's a false sense of confidence right there, you know what I mean, because I don't get nervous when the police pull up behind me no more, you know what I mean, I'm like, you know, I don't turn my radio down or nothing, I'd be like, you know, like, I'm a citizen, I got driver's license and everything, insurance, how you doing? I'm doing okay, you know, I'll see you later. But when you have that false sense of security and confidence, you know what I mean, and you try to portray that to the little homies, like, man, this is how you kick it, this is how you do it, you know, but then, you know, because once you get arrested and the police say, then squat, put your pants down, squat and cough, what you think they're going to do? They're going to pull their pants down, they're going to, you know, so they can see if there's something up there, you know, bend over, spread your cheek, you know, that ain't low, you know what I mean? Like, fool, you just have to bend over and spread your cheeks to a dude that's half your age. You know what I mean? And he, like, bent over and spread your cheeks, and he talking to you with authority. You know, that ain't tough. You know what I mean? You didn't be like, I'm not spreading nothing. You know, you bending over and you spread them like everybody else in the little line is. Hello?
That's right.
Yeah, I say they know they done messed up, but, you know, you just really kicking in and telling them the real, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you know, I was trying to get young people to realize, just stay in school, you know, like, because the successful people are really the minority, you know, because I have one uncle out of all my uncles, right? I have one uncle that was handling his business, and doing, you know, and doing what he's supposed to be doing, and he's the only one that's successful. Everybody else is like, you know, you're like, man, you know, you got to go visit him at the cemetery or the prison or, you know, where you're staying. And they like, man, can I get $5? Like, man, I don't think your credit ain't good, dog. I think he can get $5. I'm going to tell grandma on you because he's tripping right now. You know what I mean? But
that's right. That's too real out here nowadays, though.
Yeah. But the minority, you know what I mean, it's something humble but tough about being that minority cat that wanna be like, you know what, I'm gonna go do something different. You know what I mean? But see, it ain't nothing tough about running with the crowd, because you're depending on that whole crowd to validate who you are.
That's real.
You know what I mean? So if you're like that one minority, I was like, man, you type to me because you got one that's going to stand out to be like, look, you know what? I'm going to be different. I know all y'all over here smoking weed. I know all y'all over here doing dope. I know all y'all over here gangbanging. I know all y'all over here trying to jump people and beat everybody at the party. But you know what? I'm going to see what this college looking like, man. You know, and, you know, I was like, man, you're the tough one to me. So they can say what they want to say about you. But when they need a job, 10, 15 years, 5 years down the line, they're going to be calling you, you know, like, you know, they always call me from prison, like, man, you know, I need some help. Ain't no, what they be like, to keep it 100, you know, they'd be like, these cats ain't helping me. Not all these other guys are still gang banging, they feel from the neighborhood, they're not helping me. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, so if you, you know, so they're not helping you, and I'm saying that to let some of these young people know, some young people listening, you know, these are cats that have been in jail, and I'm talking about some soldiers. I'm not talking about, like, no cats that's, you know, that's, like, oh, man, you're a punk. I'm talking about some dudes that stayed down 100%, did everything they're supposed to be doing in the gang life, then they get life in prison, and then when they call me, they're like, man, you know, I'm calling you, homie. You know, I know you don't get down no more. I know you don't do it, you know, but ain't nobody help. I can't get no help. I can't even get a phone call in or nothing from nobody because they ain't helping me. You know what I mean? So if you think that you're the cat out there that's doing everything you have to do, you know, in the long run, you know, ain't nobody going to be doing no prison runs. But moms, if you got hurt, you know what I mean? Because everybody else, is, you know, they do go. That's it. You know.
Right.
That's what these young kids need to realize, that, you know, these people that claim to be their friends and their homies and their, you know, friends for life and all that, you know, once you turn your back or they turn their back, you know, they're not there anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like out of sight, out of mind, especially out of sight, out of mind, how you say it, but especially
right.
For, again, like a long time, you know, they're not there no more like that.
No, the only ones that are going to be there maybe is mom or maybe dad, if, you know. But, yes, you know, the streets are not, you know, it's like a mirage. It's not all that it's made out to be.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
These kids can just realize that, you know, you don't have to have a college degree, but at least get through high school and at least know the basics so that you can start your own business. And then maybe down the road take some college classes so that you can learn, you know, business or, you know, the different things that you need to know to be able to have your own business and to be the CEO of your own company. You know, it does take some knowledge and some smarts. And you know, there's a lot of smart gang members out there, and there's a lot of leaders out there, but we can turn them around to be leaders in a positive sense and do the right things. You know, that's what I tell Rob. There's so many, you know, people out here in these gangs that we could just all get them to switch from doing the bad things to do the positive things. We have some awesome, awesome communities. And thanks to you, you know, Terrence, that's, you know, what you're helping to do in your own community. You have a lot of, you know, after school programs and some team programs. You have some sport teams with your kids.
So I have sport teams?
Yeah, like football and different things like that, or is that?
Now, what we do, we have a program called Team VIP. It stands for Team, like, Violence Intervention Prevention. And we do that. We take the kids, you know, out to sporting events and stuff like that and play sports. When actually the programmers with the, we collaborate with our police department, and the police department has to, like, two weekends out the month, they take the kids to play, you know, take them bowling and stuff like that. And these, like, off-duty police officers and, you know, that work with the kids. But we also respond to some kids that want to play, like, traditional athletics, like Pop Warner and Junior All-American and stuff like that. We take those kids too, and some of them, when we have the fun, we sponsor those kids in sports. Actually, I was with the head juvenile DA out here this morning, and she said that they had funding actually to help some of these kids in sports and stuff like that. So I'm about to get with her this week and get with my people from the Pop Warner, if it's Pop Warner season right now, to see like if some of these kids want to get into sports and things like that, because they'll be able to pay for it.
Right. Well, that's good. And do you do after school tutoring?
Yeah, we have after school tutoring programs. We have all kinds of stuff, but yeah, we have after school tutoring programs for kids that need tutoring and things like that. Also, we have also a program called From Corners to College, and that program helps us to get like inner city kids college, you know, we just had a young lady go to University of Las Vegas, I think in August. And then last year we had a young lady go to Harvard on our program too.
That's beautiful, man. So if anybody wanted to get in touch with you, Key, and your organization, I'll give them on your website and some information on you to get in touch with you if they would like to get involved with your program or donate to your program. Give them some phone information on you.
Yeah, but they can reach us most definitely at our website, and that's www.YLikeYoung, L like Larry, A like Apple, dash like a minus, IE, .org, you know, and all of our information is on there. Go to our, we have a donation tab if they want to donate, and it most definitely goes 100% into the program, you know, to help these kids, stuff like that. Just, you know, we were trying to really get these kids off the street, show them some hope and some, some reality. And things like that, you know, our goal is just to see these young people succeed, make it, you know, and, you know, just be productive, you know, people, you know. Even if they don't grow up to be extraordinary, you know, they can be productive, you know, they can get a job, start a business, you know, and just, you know, and just be all that they can be.
That's right.
Sounds good. And we're going to go to a commercial right quick, and we want you to hold tight, T. And Mr. Stone, live, living in color, calling out where LA. And we're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back with Mr. Stone. Hold tight.
An awesome product with an untapped market. A debt-free global company with operations all over the world. A compensation plan that is unmatched in the industry. Add it all up, and you have the hottest opportunity on the planet today. An opportunity that is about to launch into massive global momentum. Never before has such market timing happened in this industry. Look, the internet is here. Billionaires have already been created. But it's not too late. Why? Because the future is not email and texting. It's about digital. And My Video Talk is the company that is going to bring video to the masses. And you can be part. Our product is state-of-the-art, easy to use, and priced to sell. Instead of spending millions on TV and advertising, we decided to pay people like you. The product is awesome. The market is huge. The timing is now. Look, this is a global business. It is already growing. People around the globe are making millions. But the company just launched in the U.S., and the U.S. is the biggest market for these products. Are you kidding me? I mean, if you went to a street corner and asked 1,000 people if they know about My Video Talk, chances are maybe only one person would have even heard about it. That means you are in the perfect place right now to capitalize, to be first to market and first to profit a business that you own with no employees, no inventory, and no headaches. Look, the demand is huge, the company is solid, and the money is absolutely awesome. Don't wait. Get started today.
And right back with you, Mr. Stone. And what advice would you give the youths out here that's still going through the trauma and still trying to find their way out?
That's going through the trauma out here. You know what I would say, bro, I would just tell these young people, man, just, you know, like, you got a future and a hope. Even though it just seems really grim right now, you know, just lock on to your goals, you know, and just hold on to that hope, man, of whatever goals and whatever future that you want for yourself in life. You know what I mean? And it's going to be okay. You know, I'm with you. If I'm not with you physically, then I'm with you in prayer and in the spirit, you know, and I believe in you. You know what I mean? Just, you know, and if I can do it, I tell people all the time, like, I'm not the sharpest tool in the toolbox. So if I can do it, anybody can do it. you know. So, but, you know, just keep your head up, man, and all of the effort, because, you know, in games, man, games is a lot of effort. You know, that's not, you know, if you really out there game banging, you know, it ain't no easy job. You know what I mean? But if you put that same effort into whatever you want to do in life, however you want to succeed, you know, then you can be successful, because it's just a lot of stuff that goes, man, into game banging. It's a lot of planning, plotting, and, you know, and searching, and, you know, all kind of stuff. But so if you out there, man, and if you're listening, and you said, like, man, I want to do something different, you know, just do it. You know, I got your back. You contact me. Can I get my phone number up?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Give your whole information out.
Okay, you can contact me at 909-881-3382. You know, that's my office number. You know, and a lot of times I pull up my office number if I'm not in there. Like, it's late tonight out here right now. My office phone is transferred to my cell phone, so I can make sure I get all those phone calls in case, you know, something real urgent. Like, but, you know, but if I could tell young cat, man, like, man, you can do it, man. You can, you know, just go straight. You know, they don't love you back right on time with that. And I'm like, you know, but you got to learn to love yourself, so you can start making it happen for you.
Right, Terrence, when you decided to turn your life around, who did you turn to when you decided that you wanted to start your own company and reach out to you? You know, and how did you get started with all of that?
You know what I do with, like with me, I'm trying to think who did I turn to. It wasn't really, you know, I had a pastor, but, you know, I really just had to turn to God, like, and just have to start having faith in what I want to do, you know, because, like, it's just, I have a thing on goal setting, a feature I do on goal setting, and I use these cones, and I have a red cone. A red cone, it just represents, like, your dream job, like, whatever, and that's, I tell young people, whatever job it is you want to do, you know, that's your dream job, you know, but, well, one thing about a dream job, it ain't a dream until you start doing, you know, it's a bigger dream if you start doing something about it. But then I have your telephone. The telephone, they represent objectives, you know, so the objective is when you start doing something about that dream, you know. And then I've got a few telephones, because it's going to take more than one objective. There's always a few things you've got to do to make it happen for yourself. And then and I got a green cone that I use. The green represents, you know, like your goal, like you made, you know, so I always tell them, like, your goal is to, your thing is to turn from red to yellow, and yellow to green. The red is your dream job, the yellow is the objective that you need to get through to get to your dream job, and then the green is when you made it, you know, and I said, just deal with that concept, because I learned that you can't really lean on, like, a lot of people and expect to put all your trust in a lot of people. But people don't be there, you know what I mean? And it's not just in a game, you know, you'll find that out in business life too. You know what I mean? When you start doing the right thing, you feel like, even like, man, I thought this person was gonna do this, do that, but they don't really be there. You really have to just start leaning on God and yourself, and just start getting it done for yourself. You know what I mean? Because I really try not to rely really on people. You know, I just go do it. Even, you know, I roll solo most of the time, because you can't really rely on people. The people out there, like, how they're supposed to be all the time. And people's motives are different. You know, you can have a pure heart, but, you know, you can hook up with somebody else, and you think their heart is pure like yours, but you find out it don't, then that'll break your heart. You know what I mean? But then your heart ain't going to be pure no more, because you're figuring, like, man, I got to do something to this cat, or I'll serve everybody is like this guy right here that did me wrong.
Right.
As far as
learning the different things that you need to learn to run a business, did you just kind of learn on the job as you kind of went, learning, just picking up things and looking up things? And
yeah, it was just like, you know, with me, it was kind of like trial and error. I had one mentor that I could say, well, I had a few different mentors, but one guy, you know, a fellow by the name of Bo Taylor. Bo Taylor passed with a cancer a few years back, but he really taught me a lot. You know, he was one of those guys that's great.
he was one of those rare people that he could 100 all the time. You know what I mean? So he really taught me a lot. Both Taylor actually paid for me to go. I graduated from Cal State Los Angeles, and both Taylor paid for that. You know, he just approached me. One day he said, look, man, you want to go to college? I was like, well, say I want to go to college. He was like, all right, I'm going. He said, through his organization, Unity One, in Los Angeles, he said, look, I'm taking you to college. You know, and he sent me to college. So do that. But he was one of the guys that helped a good mentor, you know, to me also, you know, but you don't find too many folks here. You don't find too many folks here. You don't find too many wild boys. You know, that's a very great cat like this out there.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We appreciate you
definitely coming on the air tonight, you know, T, and any shout-outs or anything you'd like to give on anybody?
Well, I just said everybody, I know you have a national, international type of, program and audience and stuff like that, so everybody that's in the struggle, man, everybody that's trying to, you know, every cat that has been in the game, and they just turn their life around. You know, my cat up here, my parents, Jim Skip, you know, was one of my favorite dudes, man, Skip Johnson, you know, and a few other cats, you know, just out there just making it happen, man. You know, doing what you do, doing what I do, you know, everybody. I don't want to keep naming names, but, you know, you always see somebody, you know, especially, you know, a lot of people, but to everybody, man, you know, I appreciate everybody that do what we do, you know, because people don't know this is a hard job, you know, just 24 hours a day, 8 days a week, you know, all the time, you know, like if I get a call at 2:00 in the morning, I gotta get up to go, you know, probably a young man or a young lady, they have got shot, you know, in the middle of the street, they're laying out there, and they need somebody to do, you know, go out there and do intervention work and, you know, feed them. I mean, but, you know, but I'm not the only one that do what I do. I know it's a lot of people out there, Taco, you know, all y'all cats, man, posted, you know, pictures out there, Thompson, you know, I got some cats that keep posting this stuff, and I appreciate all you guys, but, you know, and most of them older than people, I'm not just like that, y'all, you know, y'all had a hard job, y'all should quarantine and do some stuff, job, before I got in this, I should have been like a locksmith or something.
Amen for that, I didn't want to get that website out and that phone number one more time, Mr. Stone.
Yeah, let me, my website is www.y, like young, B like Victor, Y like young, L like Harry, A like Apple, dash like a finance, IT, like getx.org, you know, and my phone number is 909-881-3382. You know, y'all can contact me at any time. If I don't answer, keep a message. Or just go to that website. All the contact information on there. You know, hit us up, man. You know, we grinding. You know, we planted. You know, I think it's just motivating. You know, motivating all the time.
Amen. That's what it is. Any announcements you need to make, sweetie?
I just wanted to remind everybody that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and you know, just learn more about it and try to help somebody that you know that may be in that domestic violence situation. Help them to get out of it, be an advocate for them. And then also, you can purchase our book about domestic violence, Never Hit a Woman. And, you know, that just talks, you know, from A to Z, everything about domestic violence. With a lot of women's personal stories of their situations through their domestic violent relationships and how they were either able to get out and change or not. But we have some heartfelt, heart-wrenching stories in the book, as well as, you know, all the tools that you need to know to be able to get out of a situation like that. And you can order that book on our website at thestruthwillbeback.ning.com. And we still also have our original book, we still have that. And you're welcome to get that, as well as all the other things that we do have in our store. So visit our website and learn more about what we do. And if you'd like to join, please do. And like I said, our website's the Streets Don't Love You Back, .ming.com. Or you can Google us up and you'll find us pretty easy.
Also, I'm going to tell you, too, that, you know, if y'all in a gang, that's a killer, that's a domestic violence relationship, that's an abusive relationship, too. So, you know, go out, get those books, get the information, you know, because, you know, they're really out there just trying to help the, you know, to help society, you know, to get through some of these things, man. So, hey, God bless you guys. I love y'all, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Much love to you out there as well, man. And we look forward to coming out there. You know what I mean, for the 2012, you know, speaking with you and your team out there as well, you know, with some speaking engagements and some events out there as well. So we're looking forward to that for the 2012. We're also putting together our 2012 speaking engagement out there. So if you would like for me to be in your town, your city, your school, or what have you, please don't hesitate to email us at thestreetsdonthaveyouback@gmail.com. And we send much love to everybody that's been down with the movement and everybody that's learning about the movement. So we just send love to everybody across the country, you know. And much love to Mr. George Maldonado and the newsletter is out. So check our website out for more information.
That's right. And I just want to give a last shout out to, again, Mr. Terrence Stone for all the work that he does in the San Bernardino, Los Angeles area and throughout many other states. You're truly an example to the youth and the, you know, we got your back and we support you. And we just, you know, we're really proud of the changes and the commitment that you've made in your life. And you know, I just see you going and going and going and you know, we're all going and going, I guess, but I look at you and see how do you do it? You just keep going and going and going. But, you know, we're just really proud of you and your successes, and we hope that you touch many, many lives.
Amen.
Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all, man. You know, I love y'all like shrimp fried rice.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So, hey, when we hit back out there, though, you know, we got to hit rock stars, man. You know, we definitely got to hit that one up on front set when I shoot out there, you know, the next year.
Well, you know, let me know, man, when you out there. I know, man, you like, you just hit a national, you jump states like hopscotch, you know.
You silly, G. Oh, that'd be about to try another sometime too, man. That's straight up.
Yeah.
But yeah, we loving life, man. And like I say, it was a pleasure when you came down to the A, man. And we had a wonderful night that night. I ain't going to ever forget that night, man. I really enjoyed myself that night.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I was talking about that the other day. We just saw that at the taco place. It's like, okay, then we brought it up the whole camera. You know, put the film up right here, let's go, camera out, everything, you know, keeping in the background honking. I'm like, man, we
ain't gonna
and it's them almost midnight after midnight. We like we got some customers throughout there. It's like, we just you know what, because we came from them environment, so it's not like, oh my
goodness.
You know, it's just like, set the cameras up, let's go. I got the microphone, you know,
that's right.
We come from that, so honk the horn or whatever, we ride.
People going to the drive-thru, ordering their food.
Yeah, you can't be in the environment working with it and be scared of it at the same time.
Amen.
Yeah.
So we just like to say, man, we thank you once again for coming on the show, and once again, tune in, everybody, and we give all our soldiers on lockdown a big shout-out who ride with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. Our newsletters have 50 prisons across the country now, so that's a blessing. give a shout out to my brothers that's in the joint. All three of them, Robbie, all three of them, Christmas. You know, much love, keep up good work, and just so thanking God that we can touch lives, you know. And thank you for the same thing, Chief. So we'll be seeing you soon, man, in the 12th. And you just tell your team we send much love to your whole squad, you know. And any more our last words, say for the world.
No, just join us next Wednesday night. We have author Miss Mia Fuentes, and she's going to talk about an abusive relationship that she actually had with her mother, and then it went on with other people in her life. So just join us next Wednesday night.
Sounds like a winner. So we thank you all, you know, and once again, we appreciate everything, you know. Have a great evening, and always remember, streets definitely don't love you back.
That's right. And we're going to go out tonight with the song by JFK out of New York, BNY label, and called Grown and Sexy. Have a great week, and join us back here next Wednesday night.
Thank you. Tell the truth, shorty, you got it going on. Got me bitching me with the clothes on. Girl, you got me hot, feel like the snow on. I'll be out for 5 feet, yeah.
Thank you.